Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love.
Now, here's a question for you this morning. This is, we're just looking for your opinion on this, or you might have some examples as you can pass on. Have you ever experienced a moment when someone you know and love, perhaps even your own flesh and blood, betrays you? Now, we're not talking about, this is not major stuff, right? It's not major life drama here. It's just more like minor treachery, you know what I mean? Like in Shauna's house, for example, this week, her little boy, Finn, what a beauty he is. Fantastic guy. He has started watching Shrek 2, the movie. Okay, so, and he's fallen in love with the song Accidentally in Love by Counting Crows. Now, that just... that just so happens to be Shauna's least favourite song in the whole world ever. Oh, mommy, put on Shrek 2 again. No, not the whole thing. Just the one with the song at the end. Accidentally in Love. Now it's on repeat in the car. Play it again. Play it again, I said. I was just wondering, you kind of feel let down by, you know, your own family or your friends. It could be that your work best friend has suddenly become close. With that person that you both used to give out about all the time, you know, the one we're talking about, on the next floor, so they've become great mates now. So what's going on there, and where does that leave you? And oh, for God's sake, so you can tell us about this. Use your name if you like, or you can go completely anonymous if you feel like it. That's okay. Or make up a really glamorous name. Perhaps your child cut you to the core when they said that Archie's mom's spaghetti bolognese is way nicer than yours. I know, just silence. That's all you'd get. What do you mean? That one down the road with their spaghetti bolognese. It's all out of a pack, you know that, don't you? Oh, yeah, shouldn't chop anything. Oh, God, no. Or maybe your oldest, oh, this is a good one. Maybe your oldest pal proclaimed that her new husband is her best friend in her wedding speech. And you're kind of saying, sorry, I thought I was your best friend. You just said, that bloke there, yep. How dare she? Tell me your tale of betrayal, please. Text or WhatsApp us now, 087-4100-102. Have you been betrayed? Just in a kind of a minor way. Your minor treacheries today, where somebody has basically let you down ever so slightly and let the family down in some cases. I mean, if your child says, oh, Archie's mum's spaghetti bolognese is way nicer than yours, in front of you and in front of the other person who's made the spaghetti bolognese, or maybe your oldest pal proclaimed that her new husband is her best friend in her wedding speech. How dare she? You're her best friend. Let us know, 087-4100-102, or like poor Shauna and her son, Finn. And Finn has now got into the movie Shrek 2, and his favourite song is Accidentally in Love by the Counting Crows. And that is Shauna's least favourite song in the whole world ever. Keep telling us about your stories. Emma was in touch there. Says, I'm betrayed a few days a week by our family dog, Joe. Oh, Joe. How could you? And there's a photograph of Joe here. Butter wouldn't melt in his mouth. He goes to dog school 2 or 3 days a week, and when I go to collect him after work, he tries to hide and does be absolutely fuming that he has to come home. Especially as he's usually first to leave. He's leaving all his mates behind. He won't ever make eye contact in the car. He just sits in the passenger seat staring ahead like a demon. Good job, though. He's cute, says Emma. Thank you very much indeed for that. I was asking you earlier on about minor treacheries in your family or with your friends or whatever. We were asking, have you ever experienced a moment when someone you know and love, perhaps even your own flesh and blood, betrays you? We're not talking about major life drama. We're talking more like minor treachery. Like, for example, I love the one where, you know, a kid says, oh, we had spaghetti bolognese. Yeah, I make spaghetti bolognese. Yeah, but this one is much nicer than your spaghetti bolognese. Absolute treachery. Treason, in fact, in your family. It could be your work best friend has suddenly become close with the person you both used to give out about all the time. And now they're walking around giggling. Maybe your oldest pal proclaimed that her new husband is her best friend in her wedding speech. How bloody dare she? So we're looking for your tales of betrayal. Shauna was telling us about her little boy, Finn, who is watching Shrek 2 now and enjoying it immensely, particularly the song in it, Accidentally, by the Counting Crows. I would agree with Shauna, actually. She hates that song. And I think it's a kind of a Counting Crows sellout song. When I heard it for the first time, I said, no, the Counting Crows did Mr. Jones and all this stuff. And now it's... And it just didn't go with it. But having said that, kerching time for them. I'm sure they did very well. Anyway, Finn loves it, and it's on repeat in the car all the time. So we're asking about that. We got one from Pat, who's in Navan, and he said, you know, I've been a diehard Man United fan since I was a young lad. You know it's coming here, don't you? Now my 14-year-old, when my now 14-year-old was seven, he announced he was an Arsenal supporter. Whoa, breakaway. An Arsenal supporter. Wow, I'd say that went down well. Because his best friend is. I'm questioning where I went wrong, Pat. Don't you worry about it. It wasn't you. It's that best friend now. That's the problem there. Arsenal. Anyway, so thank you very much for sending that in, Pat. It's only a game now. You know that. It's only a game. I know it's getting underway again now this weekend, but it's only a game. Anyway, enjoy the new season. We also heard from somebody who, I don't think we have their name there. A number of years ago, our parish priest decided to take his team of altar servers on a day out to thank them for their service. Good on you, parish priest. He and some of the parents brought them bowling and then to the cinema. What a great day out. Very good. But the parish priest fell asleep during the movie. They all went for something to eat and were having a good laugh about the fact that the parish priest had fallen asleep at the cinema. And then my son said, don't worry about it, Father. My daddy often falls asleep during your mass anyway. Oh yeah, no name on that one. Very good, very good. So he kind of let it down, but still, it was funny at the time. Connor was in touch as well. We've got a voice note from Connor. Thank you very much, Connor.
Hey, Ian and gang. So, many, many years ago, way back before mobile phones, and back when I first started appreciating the opposite sex, my dad answered the phone one evening to a girl looking for me. My ever humorous dad said, oh, I get him now. He's out the back playing with his pet pigs. So when I came in, I picked up the phone to a dialing tone. So she was gone. Cheers.
Ah, the pet pigs did it. Good old dad. Good old dad. And thank God for mobile phones. Thanks for getting in touch there, Connor, at 0874-100-102. Lisa Farrell, we've got on the kickstart. The voice, Lisa, Dublin, is it? Lisa Farrell in Dublin's going to kickstart the nation.
With Actimel, start your day with Actimel Immune Support.
Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Ian, how are you?
Very good. Listen, thank you very much for doing this. I know you're a very busy woman. You've got the wedding coming up there. You're very busy planning for that. You're also just about to go to the gym. Shame on us all now. Going to the gym before work. I'm sitting here with a cream bun and a cup of coffee.
No, Ian, it has to be done. So I'm going to get the gym, get it out of the way, and yeah, just get me ready for the day ahead.
Okay, and you're getting married next year, is it?
That's right, 26, yeah, to my lovely fiance James.
Oh,
yeah, so the wedding
nice.
Is next year, so we're all very excited.
Can you remember the first time you met him, just your eyes meeting each other?
Oh, and love at first sight.
And did you say to yourself, I often wonder about that, did you say to yourself, God, I could spend the rest of my life with this chap?
No. It took a bit of work, but we got there in
you
the
got
end.
Got there. Well, good for you. Well, best of luck next year. Thank you very much for doing this. I'm going to hand it over to you. And I believe you're going to Australia, hopefully, on the honeymoon next year as well. That's very good.
Hopefully, yeah. I have a brother over there on the Gold Coast. So that's the plan, is to head to Australia for a few weeks after the chaos of the wedding.
Well, you seem very organised anyway. You've got it all sorted out, Lisa. So listen, I'm going to hand it over to you. Let's do the kickstart for this morning.
Okay, hi. I just want to say hello to my lovely fiancé, James, and all my family who are listening in. It's time to rise and shine, everyone. Get ready and seize the day. Here's a great one to get to going. Ian, hit that button.
7:38 is the time. Just checking. Okay, we're going to need five of those in my conversation with Thomas Boyle in Mayo, who's going to have a go now in a moment. And if you match us the five keywords, you've got to get all five of them. I've got them written down here in front of me. We haven't revealed what the topic is just yet. And of course, you can play along as well, wherever you might be at the moment, whether you're having your breakfast or you're in the bathroom getting yourself organized for the day, or you're just checking yourself in the mirror, or you're on a bus or in a taxi or whatever, you can play along with these and see how you get on. But Thomas is the main man today. He's on his way to work and he wants the easiest topic possible. Well, this is pretty easy, I think, if you know the answer, that is. Thomas, how are you?
How are you, Ian? How's it going?
Very good. You're in Mayo. Lovely Mayo, yeah?
Lovely Mayo. That's right, yeah.
On the verge of getting a new football manager as well?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Good old Andy.
This could be the start of it all now.
Oh, we've said that a few times now.
Very hopeful people, very positive, and, you always look ahead to the next year at Mayo people, which I think is pretty good, you know?
Yeah, okay.
So listen, I'm going to look ahead to this as well and see how you get on. Thomas, I'm going to give you the topic and then you just do your thing. So my advice is a few deep breaths, try and empty your brain out, and then when I say what the topic is, repopulate it and try and give us whatever you can, okay? You ready? Okay,
yeah.
Here we go. Best of luck to you, Thomas Boyle in Mayo. Easy topic possible, the easiest one. Let's see how we get on. Here we go.
Today's waffle topic is
Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Terminator 1, Terminator 2, Jingle All the Way. Terminator Aftermath. The Expendables 1, The Expendables 2, The Expendables 3, Collateral Damage, Dr. Doolittle, End of Days, Jingle All the Way, Junior, True Lies.
What?
Total Recall.
Total Recall, yeah. Oh.
Predator.
You may have said Twins just at the end there. I think you did, actually. So just on the clock, I think it was. So you've two left out there. God, that was pretty impressive, actually. Terminator, Predator, Kindergarten Cop, Total Recall, and Twins. Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. Not to worry, Thomas, come back anytime. You're an impressive man. Fine. Fair play to you. Thanks a million.
Thanks very much.
Good luck. See you. Bye-bye. Cheers. 7:41 is the time. Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, Terminator, Predator, Kindergarten Cop, Total Recall, and Twins. And just from the list that Thomas was giving out there, he's got a pretty impressive catalogue. Does our Arnie, doesn't he? Pretty good. Anyway, there were the ones for this morning. Your chance again tomorrow morning. The €1,000 is waiting for you.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today FM.